now look at me, gliding through this world of beauty. Everything I do brings ecstasy.
News. I'm Sherry Preston. On Capitol Hill right now, former CDC Director Susan Meneses, who was fired by Health Secretary Robert Kennedy. The Federal Reserve meeting today. It's expected to cut interest rates for the first time in months. Mortgage rates already dropping in anticipation of the move.
A rate cut can also lower costs for car loans and credit cards. Right now, the average credit card interest rate is still near a record 20%. So at that level, if you carry a $5,000 balance on your card and you're only making minimum payments, you will be in debt for 16 years and pay $6,900 in interest.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. President Trump basking in British royal spectacle. Greeted by military honor guards and mounted troops as he and the First Lady arrive as guests of the King and Queen at Windsor Castle. It's the president's second state visit to the UK. The president, the first elected political leader in modern times to be hosted twice. This is ABC News. Remember the Publishers Clearinghouse commercials, the people who showed up on your doorstep with that giant check promising you'd be rich? Well, the company went bankrupt a while back, and some of those winners have been left holding the cardboard check, but little else.
One man who was promised $5,000 per week for life back in 2012, enough to retire on, telling KGWTV in Oregon he no longer receives the money he relied on.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to lose my home.
Gaming platform ARB Interactive acquired the company out of bankruptcy this summer and established a new platform for sweepstakes opportunities. But ARB says it's not responsible for paying out prizes issued by Publishers Clearinghouse before July 15th.
ABC's Morgan Norwood. StubHub has entered the public arena after the ticket marketplace priced its initial public offering at $23.50 per share, putting its valuation about $8.5 billion. You'll find them on the New York Stock Exchange under the symbol STUB. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. A popular Green Bay grocery store chain is being bought out by a St. Louis-based company. Festival Foods will keep the same name, but be owned by the newly formed 1939 Group Incorporated, the holding company for the Schnucks Market grocery chain. Mark Scogan, outgoing CEO of Festival Foods, said in a news release the transition will help expand the company's impact and continue their tradition of community support across the Midwest. Scogan's Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers has 51 stores throughout Wisconsin, including here in Northeast Wisconsin. 42 stores operate under the Festival Foods banner. The upcoming new Pride Festival, scheduled for this weekend, has been postponed due to safety concerns. In a news release, organizers say the increasingly charged political climate led to the difficult decision to reschedule the two-day event, citing the responsibility to ensure a safe, welcoming, and empowering event for everyone. Organizers say they share in the community's disappointment. The new Pride Fest is the largest Pride Festival of its kind in Northeast Wisconsin. The group's goal is to enhance the lives of LGBTQ+ people by celebrating diversity and inclusion. Civic Media will update you as soon as a new date and venue is announced. A former Green Bay Early Learning Center will soon be office space for a construction company. The sale of the Green Bay School District property on Finger Road and the wooded property next to it was finalized on September 8th. The new owner plans to start construction in October and move IC Construction into the new office space in January. The sale is the second of three proposed Green Bay School District property sales to go through. The district sold the former Wikwiok Elementary site in June. News at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The magic number is 7. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers host the LA Angels again tonight. Last night, the crew with a 9-2 win. Christian Yelich, a 2-run homer in the 4th. Now, 7 is the Brewers' magic number to clinch the division, but Yelly says it's still too early for all that right now.
Yeah, I mean, we just need to focus on winning that night, like not even thinking about like the magic number. We need to just keep stacking wins and playing good baseball, and that'll take care of itself. You can't do that in one night. And you start looking ahead, then things can get away from you a little bit.
College football, the Badgers getting ready to host Maryland Saturday at Camp Randall, kickoff 11 a.m. NFL, Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed confirming he's now had surgery to repair his broken collarbone and foot fracture. Meanwhile, Christian Watson says his new contract extension takes some pressure off as he tries to come back from that torn ACL.
For me, I mean, it was really just to, you know, take that pressure off of myself so I can kind of just go out there when I get back and just play free.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Still unseasonably warm today with high temperatures soaring to the upper 80s. Tonight will become partly cloudy with a chance of spotty showers or maybe a thunderstorm. And tomorrow we'll be waking up to patchy fog in the morning, a mostly sunny afternoon, and slightly cooler, highs in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Monday, Monday, ba-da, can't trust that day.
Local news, timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW, and Monday is going to be a big day. The start of Go for the Green and Gold, our text to win contest, where you can win some money, the green, you can win some jewelry, the gold, and the grand prize, club seats for Green Bay and Minnesota in November. Download that Civic Media app and get ready to text and win.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and going on your mind? Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you go down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, life's for living, yeah, that's our philosophy.
Somebody who likes these tunes like you do? Tell them. The Timeless Hits, along with great local news, are on 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. Sugar and spine, I feel nice. A sugar and spine, so nice, so nice. I got you. I feel nice, a sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you, and I feel nice, a sugar and spice. I feel nice, a
sugar and spice. So nice, so nice that I got it here. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would. So good, so good that I got it here. So good, so good, I got a year.
Me proud, Lord, don't you make me proud. She never makes a scene by hanging all over me in a crowd. 'Cause people like to talk, Lord, don't they love to talk. They turn out the lights, I know she'll be leaving with me. And when we get behind closed doors, when she lets her hair hang down, and she makes me glad that I'm a man. Baby makes me smile, Lord, don't she make me smile. She's never far away or too tired to say, I want you. She's always a lady, just like a lady should be. But when they turn out the lights, she's still a baby to me. 'Cause when we get behind closed doors, then she lets her hair hang down, and she makes me glad.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. I made a promise to you that if you would cheer for my boy Baker Mayfield on Monday night, I would be the biggest Packer fan on Sunday because I'm still on strike from the Browns after doing Baker dirty. And so I think you did. The Buccaneers won on Monday. I am going to be chanting Go Pack Go for you on Sunday. If you are going to the game in Cleveland, I grew up in Northeast Ohio. That's why I'm so mad at the Browns right now. And so if you are headed there, not too far south of Cleveland in Canton is the Football Hall of Fame. Definitely squeeze that in. It is worth the short little drive from Cleveland. Also, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is right next to the Cleveland Browns Stadium. So I cannot tour guide you with that because I've never been inside. But it's a cool looking building on the outside, and I'm sure it's great on the inside, too.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's almost National Forensic Science Week, and boy, is there an event for you. It's Amanda with another new WSCO 411. And on Friday, September 19th, from 3 till 6:30 p.m. at Light Memorial Park, you can enjoy a free event to learn more about forensic sciences from 13 different agencies and organizations. This is great for kids trying to figure out what they want to be when they grow up. And it's nothing to be weirded out about. I personally wanted to be a crime scene photographer when I was growing up. And look at me now. I'm fine, right? Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM and click events.
Carter's Collision in Kewaunee reminds us to thank our doctors, nurses, and first responders for their professionalism, commitment, and bravery. Working tirelessly around the clock, they're willing to put their lives on the line for us with little or no thanks. They are the backbone of our country and deserve our admiration. So keep those who keep us safe in your thoughts and prayers. Thank them for all they do for us. Carter's Collision in Kewaunee is supporting our first responders. When we call, they answer.
97.9 WGBW plays the music other stations gave up on. The Beatles.
I want to hold your hand.
The Temptations.
My dear.
Tommy James.
Crimson and Clover.
The Supremes.
Mama said you can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait.
Everybody from Rock and Roll Hall of Famers to the one-hit wonders. You'll hear it all on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love on my part.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Another local news update on the way in 5 minutes right here on 97.9.
Forever am I ever, you stay in my heart and I will.
97.9 WGBW. Anytime you want news on demand, you can get that at WGBW.FM. But right now, another local news update from our WGBW newsroom right here at 97.9 FM.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. If you're on the job hunt, we've got some good news. Starting today and every Wednesday this month, the Department of Workforce Development will hold Workforce Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at its job centers across Wisconsin.
Workforce Wednesdays help people connect. We've got career navigators to kind of look at people's resumes and see opportunities and help guide them to, you know, either getting a job, finding a better job.
Lee Sensenbrenner, Assistant Deputy Secretary of the Department of Workforce Development, says the goal is to help people with the stress of finding a new job.
Hunting for a job can be pretty lonely and frustrating, right? And so the job centers are a chance to actually talk with a person who has expertise and years of helping people navigate this.
Wisconsin's unemployment rate is at 3.1%. That's lower than the national average. But faced with a rapidly changing work landscape, finding a new job can be tough.
There could be people who've never done an online interview, you know, completely foreign. So to practice that and to do the setup, run through some things, I think that's exactly kind of the things that the staff at DWE is ready to help with.
Workforce Wednesdays also helps folks with specialized services for veterans, or if you're living with a disability or have been involved in the criminal system. Green Bay's Workforce Wednesday today is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Brown County Job Center at 515 Pine Street. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Still unseasonably warm today with high temperatures soaring to the upper 80s. Tonight will become partly cloudy with a chance of spotty showers or maybe a thunderstorm. And tomorrow we'll be waking up to patchy fog in the morning, a mostly sunny afternoon, and slightly cooler, highs in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
News and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. It is National Forensic Science Week. If you're big fans of the show CSI and you'd love to be a crime solver, a big event happening today where you can test your skills. I'll tell you about it coming up.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me. Too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. And oh, what a night and oh, what an afternoon it is going to be at Light Memorial Park in Green Bay. Because if you are like me and you love all the crime shows like CSI and murder mysteries and those type of things, see it play out in real life. How does the Green Bay Police Department and the crime scene unit do it? They're going to show you all their gadgets, from the making castings of footprints and tire tracks to trajectory lasers and all the things. That is an event, part of National Forensic Week, that is happening this afternoon, Light Memorial Park, starting at 3:30. Starting from 3 until 6:30. So a free event. Definitely check it out today.
Hey, Green Bay in northeastern Wisconsin. This is Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage. Starting every Sunday in October at 10 a.m., you can find me here at 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW, always on Point Podcast, where we're joining forces with WGBW to discuss all things mortgage, real estate, along with market updates. You can find us on the Civic Media app, as well as all podcast platforms. If you have questions, we have answers. Text them to 920-606-1156.
It's time for Eye in the Community on WGBW, sponsored by Insight Eye Care, serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. Women Who Run With Scissors was formed in 1997 by art quilters in the Green Bay area. Today, membership expands throughout Northeast Wisconsin. Women Who Run With Scissors, Materialized Again, opens September 13th at the Neville Public Museum. The largest craft beverage sampling event returns to the Resch Expo October 4th, Festival Foods Craft Oberfest. Guests will receive a sampling glass and unlimited tastes of hundreds of craft beverages, including beer, wine, spirits, and more. This has been your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Insight Eye Care. If it's happening in the Green Bay area, it's on WGBW.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa. To the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
WGBW.
Cherish is a word I use to describe. Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is the word that more than applies to the hope in my heart each time I cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear.
see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they love you, with all the rest of their lives, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe
local news and timeless hits on 97.9 FM. A sports update coming your way from Mike Clemens. Also some national news, local news too, and your forecast. Less than 10 minutes away.
Sometimes I'm right, but I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. Butcher, a banker, a drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people. Yeah, yeah.
News and timeless hits heard all over the state, heck, all over the world. 97.9 WGBW.
I saw her sitting in the rain, raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Say hello. She smiled up at me.
Suddenly the sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone.
And
all I had left was one little flower in my hand. But I knew she had made me happy.
Just one key unlocks them both. It's there at your command. Come on, people, now smile on your brother. Everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Come on, people, now smile on your brother. Everybody get together.
Green Bay.